Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we are again, Mystic Records Radio. Today is July 29th, 2023. Do you know where your children are? I don't know where mine are. Oh, yeah, I do. They're at home being good kids. Madness in the city. You know, there is a lot of madness in the city. I think that's why I moved out to the country, because city life is fun, but there's a lot of madness out there. Okay, so I hope you're having a good Saturday afternoon. And if you're not, this one's for you. Thank you, Dave Anger.
You worry about your life and you're crying every day. I try to tell you what to do, you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of you running, I'm tired of you crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do.
shout out to all the Banger fans out there and Cracked Lids. They're performing tonight at a club called On the Y in Sacramento, California. Doors open at 8. Well, before that. But anyway, get on down there, man. It's going to be a really good show. On the Y, Banger, Cracked Lids.
No more.
that's a little taste of what you're going to hear tonight. So get on down to the On the Y in Sacramento, California. You will be glad you did. I'm going to be heading down there myself in a little bit. Okay, so we have really good shows coming up with Undercity Kings. They just played with the Rattlesnakes, and they've got a show coming up September 1st with Lee Ving and Fear. Have a Beer with Fear. This is their last beer tour. So if you're anywhere near the Pacific Islands in Hawaii, get over there and check out Undercity Kings with Fear. Good stuff there. All right. Well, you know, it's getting to be pretty hot out here again today. Northern California. They say it's high desert. Okay, so here we go with another one from Bleed. And it's very sad, and you have to realize that where this has all come from. You know, in the 1960s, you could buy a house in Beverly Hills for $40,000. Today, you got to pay $50,000 just for a new car. You know, the prices of big corporate businesses are raping the American people. And, you know, the everyday jobs just don't pay enough money to keep up with everything else, like the high cost of rent and everything, you know. And it's really a shame. I mean, just today I was going around town doing some errands, and I saw this woman in a wheelchair with her husband, probably a man, helping her. And they had this big cart full of their backpacks and their bedding and stuff. And it's like, man, the woman can't even walk, you know, and she can't afford to live, you know. And It's from greedy real estate agents, you know. They started jacking up the prices in 1974, you know. A house that sold back then for like $40,000 is now going for $300,000 to $400,000, $500,000. And at $15 an hour at McDonald's, it's not going to make it, you know. Back in, when I was a teenager, I used to work for $1.65 an hour baking donuts all night long at California Donuts on Central in Glendale. And I got myself a little house a few blocks away, $70 a month, all utilities paid, little one-bedroom house, nice and quiet in the rear, you know. And I just loved it. 1 week's paycheck paid for my rent. And today, you've got to have two people bringing in a paycheck before you can even try to scrape up the rent. From Banger.
Messenger of God, you're doomed if you stay here.
of here. Go on, get. Leave people alone.
You'll never come back again.
Oh, shut up, Ralph.
That's just a word from the Bedlam Royals. Pistols put out that one. What do you think, Tequila?
Oh, I think that would be fantastic. I think we should slow it down and like really give it that, you know, that swank sound. And how are you, Candace?
Well, I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing.
Well, I'm glad you're doing. And you're playing some mighty fine punk rock this morning.
Oh yeah, thank you. You know, those are our new artists that are out on the Bedlam Royal release that's getting pressed on wax right now. Oh, I can't believe it. It's going to be so fun to have a new Mystic album, compilation album after 40 years. This is our 40th year celebration.
All right. Sounds rocking to me.
Oh,
definitely. Yeah.
Finally,
my God, you turned me on to some great music last week, too.
Very good. Very good. I'm glad. And, you know, I got another one here that you'll like from our dear mutual friend, Dave Anger. This one's going to be on the album as well. It's titled Let Me Out.
I need my so-called friend. Oh, I wish I was on the streets again.
I'm glad it didn't reverb back through the microphone. It usually does that. Okay, so tell us what's new in Dollyland, Hollywood. Keela Mockingbird, are you there? I guess not. Okay, well, then we're going to play your favorite Gerbil Turd song.
Pistols are going to cover Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue, I Like Chili, Let's Fuck.
Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue, Let's Get Gackton All Night.
All right, let's eat chili and fuck for real. I had my art opening. We had a Barbie opening on Friday at my club, at my new gallery, the Moda Punk.
I saw that.
LA.
That was really cute. Really cute. I couldn't believe all of the Barbies they've made, Gothic Barbie and all that. I had no idea. I thought you were just kidding when you said, you know, put the advertisement out there. And it was so, I watched it live. It was really good.
It was a pretty amazing. I mean, when you see anal plug Barbie, which is just a bunch of Barbie heads that are attached for anal plug or you know, dildo Barbie so that you can insert her completely up your ass. There's, you know, I mean, Vampira Barbie.
I'm good. No, thank you.
She went all the way. I mean, there was cow eye
right.
Barbie where her Barbie head was in with a bunch of cow eyes and just like really
right.
out there. So it was totally punk rock and obscure and not what you would think
right.
when one said Barbie party, you know, so.
Exactly.
It was kind of
that's
Barbie
why
party.
Right. That's why I said I put a comment on there. I think I said, yeah, no, that's okay. I outgrew Barbie a long time ago. But I had no idea she had this wonderful exhibit going. So if any of you are out there, get on Punk Rock Museum that Keela Mockingbird has right here in Hollywood. Give them the address, will you?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Larchmont and Melrose, and it's a very... very high art punk location where we preserve punk rock. I also have stuff at UCLA, so we're preserving punk rock. That's what we're doing, and we're doing modern artists who you know, fine art, punk rock fine art. It's really nice to be creative in a space like that.
Right. And how long are you going to have the Barbie exhibit going?
Barbie was just, it's going to be 1 week, so it'll be gone. It'll be gone in a week, but it'll be on my TV show, Tequila TV. So if you're on Facebook or whatever, you can go to Tequila TV and watch the Punk Rock Barbie exhibit, which is going to happen. We go on adventures. I've been on the air for 42 years, so.
I know, that's so cool.
We know what we're doing, and we go around town and hang out with all our cool punk rock friends. We're all a little grown up, and, you know, they all do different things. So we, you know, we explore their lives. And then I work at UCLA doing the punk cast, which is interviewing punks about their lives and how they, you know, what their process is and being creative. So it's, you know, just respect for the people you love, and that's you guys.
Well, you know, we've been at this a long time, Tequila. You know, you're like one of my longest known friends. You know, all these years,
and still going strong, and still doing great. That's right. We're still buddies.
And still supporting the Second Amendment rights, and that's what punk rock really started out to be, you know, and continues on, you know, the freedom of speech, the right to say what you want on your mind.
Well, Johnny Rotten just said that the Yanks, the Americans, stole punk rock and destroyed it. He said they think that they were punk over there in America, but we're the ones that were punk. So, like, he's trying to start some mess. I said, don't start no mess, there'll be no mess, Mr. Rotten. Yes, he did. He said it. Look it up on my Tequila Mockingbird LA Punk Museum page on Facebook. You'll see what Johnny Rotten had to say.
All right. So here's a song for you, Johnny.
What'd you say?
That's right. And this is for you, Johnny.
They're gonna get you anywhere, any way they can. I told you once, I'll tell you again. It's all the same. Like they want to, can't you fucking see? They don't care who they get, they don't care who they want. They're gonna get you anyway, any way they can.
Performed by Tequila Mockingbird. Searing Sun.
The father is a flower and they have love to see. The father is a fish and he's created for the fish. He is like a flower and he does like the sun. Away from the searing sun. Today the sun is angry, today the sun is hot.
trying to get that feedback.
That was a surprise. Thank you for playing my new record on Mystic
Records. That's right. That's right. And you can pick up a copy of Tequila's latest CD at her shows down at the Oracle Tavern, downtown Los Angeles at
1640 North Spring Street.
Woo-hoo,
where the
Spring
Punk
Street.
Museum's original location was for the last 12 years. Yes!
Woohoo!
So, yeah, so rock and roll. We're having a good time, you know, doing our... Next week we're having Nervous Gender Play my art gallery at Moda Punk. And that's going to be fun because they're just fucking amazing. I've been working with him since I put him on New Wave Theater in 1981. So,
wow,
you know,
that's a long time.
Amazing musicians, and so great to have them playing music and electronic, you know, like the first generation pre-club fuck and fetish, you know?
Sure,
so,
I remember fetish, yeah.
Yes, that whole gang, the old gang is still together. We're still together because we meant it, man.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, the Undercity Kings just recently came back to Mystic. They were on the it came from Slimy Valley album with their anthem song, Undercity Kings. And, you know, they're
mm-hmm.
off in the Hawaiian Islands right now. They just did a show with the Rattlesnakes that went over really good. And they have another show with Lee Ving is doing his final tour in September, and he's going over to the islands to perform with, well, to headline for a show with the Undercity Kings. And I actually have one of their new songs off of their album that's coming out within the next couple months on vinyl as well. So here we go, Undercity Kings with the song Fun Sucker.
That's the fun. It's over. We're done.
Those 1 minute songs.
Oh, that was fantastic.
They have a new singer. I really like it. And you know, 2024 will make 40 years since they recorded their first song at Mystic Studio. Dang, that makes me feel old. It makes my bones ache. Oh,
well, you know, I mean, age is just a number. There's only two speeds. There's eight speeds in this car, and that's alive and dead.
Right? Oh, boy, am I alive this morning. My favorite pharmacist was... Go ahead.
I'm like, that's the greatest, that you're alive.
Oh, yeah, I knew I was alive when I went up to the drive-thru window this morning to get my prescription, and there's the cutest little redhead there. He is so awesome. He's always there on Saturday, and it seems like he's always there when I get there. And it's like, he's so handsome. I just drool and melt every time I go in there and I see him. So I definitely know I'm alive. And then I look down at my wrinkles and I think, oh, good God, if only you were 20 years younger. Anyway. Okay, so here's
when we were 20 years younger, we wanted to be 20 years younger than that, so.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was dating this guy when I was just barely, I actually turned 30. I was 29 when I started dating him, and I actually turned 30. And when we broke up, he said he wanted a younger girl. And it's like, dude, I looked like I was 16 when I was 30, you know? Okay, so here we go with another Undercity King song. This is the one off of the Slime. It came from Slimy Daddy album.
What the trick for?
Their new lead singer. She actually married Todd, the one of the founding members of Undercity Kings, and I think the female lead on their songs really takes over good. Are you there, Tequila? No? All right. Well, I'm gonna play this one from Vomit. Doesn't matter how old you are.
It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. When you're young, it's all the thrill. When you're
Well, Tequila is back with us. Her phone dropped the call, and she's got to get busy with her.
Going back,
I don't know,
to the
gallery. What do you call it? Your work. Your work.
Yes,
that
my
you
art
do,
gallery
so.
Project. Yes. Yes, I'm on my way
wonderful.
To the gallery. But yeah, you're rocking this morning. It was sounding really good, and what a lucky audience you have to have such an aficionado in the punk rock style.
Well, you know, you've really been hobnobbing with a lot of people lately. I saw you picturing with taking photos with John Doe and Robbie Krieger, and oh my gosh, the list just goes on and on and on. Is there? You've been having too much fun, Tequila.
There's no such thing as too much fun, because too much
right.
is never enough.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is it? Billy Idol says, "I want more, more, more."
Well, he does, doesn't he? So yeah, everybody's touring. Like, I can't. I was talking to Johnny Depp, and I said to him, "I said, what is Alice Cooper doing? Is he identifying as trans?" And he said, "Yes."
Okay, that's a little bit off, but you know, whatever floats your boat. But I tell you, I sure would like to meet Johnny Depp. I'd like to handcuff him and blindfold him and show him some. Ooh, sweet pleasures.
Really, you would.
And don't
you
dare tell him I said that.
I think he can hear you.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, you know, I just
well,
my
that's
true feelings.
You got to be honest. Feelings. Let me play Johnny Rotten's favorite song. I'll sing it for you. Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. And
I've always thought Johnny Depp was so hot.
Really?
He makes
no,
me melt when I watch him.
Not my type at all. You see what I'm into. I mean, the boy practically looks like a cherub.
You like those pretty boys. I like the rough and tough
like
looking
pretty.
Ones.
I like pretty. I don't like tough boys. I like real sweet angels. Because I'm tough enough for both of us.
There you
know?
Go.
You know, it's like, you know, I can protect my own little boy. You know, I love my little boy. And that's it. You know? So, you know.
He's over 40,
young,
so it's not like he's
oh,
a little boy.
He's going to protect me. Oh. It's like, I want a man that can read a book. That kind of guy. I want a guy that likes books and is bookish when and loves books as well. And sometimes likes movies that have been originally books.
All right.
Yeah, you know.
Party or go home!
Party or go the fuck home, okay? All right, so anyway, everybody, I love you, you fucking punk rock assholes, and we'll see you next week when I come back on Candace's show, if she'll have me, and we'll
oh,
listen to more punk rock, right?
That's right, that's right, and you're ready. You're welcome anytime, Tequila, and have a
Thank
good time
you,
out there.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye.
Bye.
We're gonna have a party. Give me some thoughts tonight. We're gonna
Radinsky of the band Scared Straight. Scott Radinsky was a very well-known baseball player with the Los Angeles Dodgers. You're still there. Did you
I'm
butt down?
I'm still on the air. Yes.
Oh.
But I'm here on the air. I don't want to listen to your conversation. Thank you.
So he just went out on the radio, but that's who I'm working with here. I will let you go. Thank you.
All right,
I thought we hung up.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good day.
Thank you. Bye.
The city of light is an urban now.
Yes, Mel Schlein singing. Another track off of the new vinyl that's coming out, the Bedlam Royals, The Horrors of Bedlam.
We're in the middle of the world.
I just joined this new punk rock music group, and they have a show poster up here that says Wild in the West 2023. Looks like a tour with a band called Voice of Addiction. New punk rock. So I just posted our radio show and says my post is pending. Your post is waiting administrative approval. If the admin team approves it, it will become visible. Oh, okay. So I'm invisible at the moment. That was False Gods, Men in Black, that was just on. And here we go with Fatal Error, Rise Above, Black Flag cover. Okay, well, I think it's going to play. Here we go. If you like vinyl and you like Fatal Error that you just heard, they did a split album with Modern Enemy, and it is so beautiful. I mean, you hold it up to sunlight and it just glistens right through. It's so, it's such a beautiful looking album, and the music is really good. I don't know why my speakers aren't performing well today. I keep getting a lot of static. I even shut off the overhead fan thinking maybe that was it. So I don't know, but anyway, I'm bringing you the good old music, and you know, it ain't no rock and roll. It's punk rock.
Thank you. car. The drugs are beating instead of a heart. Hardest and stupid situation. It's that fucking hard to sleep. I'm the hole in your head. But one thing I know, and I know it for sure, I'm not repositioned up from before. Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Thank you.
That would be Death on the Radio with Miss Maxine Murder with her wonderful vocals, and her violin adds a lot to the band. And I recently talked to her and she's coming back. She said, you know, I just don't feel complete without my music. So I'm going to do a double play from her. That was We Are All Gods. And let me see, where's one of my favorite ones that she does? Sticks and Stones. I love the song. Here we go. Records, we'd love to give away free stuff, and every so often we have a little contest, and just to see who's listening. And I'm going to play a song for you. This is an artist on our country label, and he has 14 Grammys, several number one hits that sold over 100,000 records. Well, I wouldn't want to have to order 100,000 records. Those guys are so irritating. Anyway, I'm going to play this song, and whoever gets the artist right and knows who it is, I will give you his new DVD where he brings you in his living room in Nashville, Tennessee, and performs all of his number one hit. All right, here we go. And you got to call me at 646-478-3594. Tell us who the artist is. Give us a call in the studio or message us on Facebook. The artist.
Down in the where the water gets muddy. 44 schools where the kids don't study. Where they all hang around at the foot of Field Street. Well, that's where the heathen myth is. I'm going to Memphis when the beat is tough. Memphis, I can't get enough. It makes you tremble and it makes you weak. Pissing in your blood, that Memphis beat. Oh, they're hitchhiking here from California. Riding on the Honda from Arizona. Houston, Boston, Kansas City. Northeast and the New York. I'm going to Memphis when the beat is tough. Memphis, I can't get enough. Yeah, look at them good-looking women. Oh, they march on down to the foot of Field Street and dance all night to Memphis Beach. I'm going to Memphis where the beat is tough. Memphis, I can't get enough. It makes you tremble, it makes you weak. Hits in your blood, that Memphis beat.
Show, which is another 18 minutes to either message in the name of that artist or call the studio love that song, In Looking Out by the Hyman Blasters, with Kat on saxophone and flute. And, of course, one and only Dave Levine on vocals. What a beautiful song that is. Just love it. Crankshaft with the album title, Lucky 13. And the song Goodbye is a tribute to their former lead singer, who sadly passed away, Lino Lousy. I want to thank you, Dave Anger, for the wonderful songs that you put together in tribute to him. And if anyone is interested, you can pick up a copy of the tribute album titled Lucky 13. On MysticRecordsHQ.com.
Please.
good. That was a great tune from Vomit. Everybody's over there in Europe right now, and I'm so envious. I wish I could go, but I don't want to fly. I don't like to fly. Oh, but that's because I won't bend to their rules and get that COVID thing. COVID. Shot. On vocals, and you know he's still performing and doing shows. I saw him in the Billboard charts the other day, and I was surprised because, yeah, he's been at this a long time. Well, you know, some of us have, and I want to thank you for tuning into the show today. We do not have a winner yet for our contest, and you know you will receive a DVD. It's about an hour long, almost an hour long, or it is an hour long, of the artist's top selling songs. Each sold over 100,000 records. And if you guess the artist that I played his songs, you can go back over the show. You know, it's free. It's saved on the website at blogtalkradio.com. Candyland Star with two R's, and you can find the link on my Facebook page. And anybody who messages me and can name the artist that I was playing his songs, Memphis Beat is one of them, and the other one was Walk. I love those old 60 songs. They're pretty cool. So anyway, I hope you have a great day, and don't you forget, party or go home. And if you go home, you can party there too. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week. Be good, and if you're not good, oh, well, don't tell anybody. Love y'all. Bye.